Good morning. Everyone here at Sports Business Journal wishes to send our thoughts out to everyone in the path of Hurricane Ian. This is a dangerous storm, and we hope that everyone comes out as safely and soundly as possible. And this is your morning buzzcast for Wednesday, September 28th. I'm Reginald Walker, filling in for Abe Madcore. Let's start with LIV Golf. That's right. LIV Golf is nearing a deal to potentially purchase airtime for its tournaments here on U.S. cable television with potentially Fox Sports One. That's according to Golf Week. While media companies typically pay sports leagues a substantial rights fee to air products, this deal would not see LIV receiving payment. It would instead see LIV paying for airtime on the cable channel. 2 weeks ago, LIV Golf CEO Greg Norman said he was fielding interest from some media companies about broadcasting the LIV tournaments. At this point, no deals have been announced, but now we know that LIV Golf is in discussions to potentially purchase airtime on Fox. So that's something to keep an eye on for sure. One of the more intriguing owners in sports is Vinny Viola. Vinny Viola recently won praise across the NHL for his turnaround of the Florida Panthers. Now, Viola is continuing to build out his Sunrise Sports and Entertainment into additional sports as it has acquired esports organization FlyQuest from Bucks co-owner Wes Edens. As part of this deal, it also gets Viola access into a league championship series slot into the franchise league for Riot Games League of Legends. So a major league team owner still sees great growth potential in esports. And with FlyQuest, Viola gets a coveted spot in Riot Games League Championship Series, one of the most important and popular esports circuits in America. Anytime you see a major sport team owner invest in esports or the esports environment as a whole, it's worth keeping your eye on. Let's move on to baseball. There will be some changes in Minneapolis over the offseason for the Twins, as they have some new leaders on the business staff, and now they will make some changes to the brand, undergoing a pretty significant rebranding of the 62-year-old franchise. Twins president Dave St. Peter said the team's uniforms are going to try and move the brand forward. The new uniforms will be revealed after the season ends. They will also introduce a City Connect uniform in 2024. Expect to see changes at Target Field, as the team will be installing new scoreboards, including a huge video board in left field that is significant, 76% larger. That's right, 76% larger than the current video board. The $30 million project will see costs shared by both the Twins and the Minnesota Ballpark Authority. Now, we don't talk a lot about IndyCar on the Buzzcast, but when you look at the series, you want to look at the schedule and the footprint. So it's noteworthy that IndyCar's 2023 schedule will feature the same number of races at the same locations as on the 2022 calendar. The only shift will be moving Detroit's race from Belle Isle to downtown Detroit. So that will be the only change in venue. IndyCar will again have 17 races, 5 ovals, and 12 road and street courses. So no change for IndyCar, who will stay the course on its schedule and number of races for 2023, and it will remain close to its media partner, NBC Sports, as 13 of the 17 races are scheduled to be seen on ESPN, which is always a boost for the most amplified exposure. DAZN becomes a bigger player in sports media as it acquired 11 Group's global sports media business. With the deal, DAZN gets a broader portfolio of rights, including the top soccer leagues in Portugal and Belgium. DAZN is already strong in Italy and Spain, so this acquisition gives them a wider coverage area. This deal also includes Team Whistle, a data-driven social video platform. Team Whistle is an interesting component to a deal as it has more than 700 million followers across social channels and is a top 10 sports media property in the U.S. Bottom line, the deal makes DAZN a larger player on global football, and you can expect to see them delve further into sports betting and incorporate sports betting content into its platform and launch more content and shoulder programming to complement the live sports rights. 11 was founded in 2015 by Andrea Radrizzani, the primary owner of Premier League club Leeds United. DAZN is owned by Lynn Blavatnik and also features former Disney exec Kevin Mayer on its board and former 40 under 40 honoree Joe Markowski as its North American CEO. Also in media, SI got deeper into golf by acquiring the golf site Morning Read from Buffalo Group. Morning Read already had an editorial partnership deal with Sports Illustrated, which is operated by Arena Group, to publish their golf tent on SI's website. The Arena Group has fully acquired the media asset bringing their editorial team and content in-house and rebranding it as SI Golf. So obviously, SI is feeling bullish on the golf business by broadening out its golf offering. And we'll end with some housekeeping. Less than 2 weeks to sign up, as Sports Business Journal will be hosting the CAA World Congress of Sports in New York City, Tuesday and Wednesday, October 11th and 12th. It'll be held at the Time Center on 41st Street. SBJ will also host its Esports Rising Conference on Thursday of that week, and attendees can also take in Riot Games League of Legends competition at the Hulu Theater that evening. It promises to be a productive and inspiring week. You don't want to miss it. Register today at worldcongressofsports.com. So that is your morning buzzcast for Wednesday, September 28th. I'm Reginald Walker filling in for Abe Madcore. Again, our thoughts are with anyone and everyone in the path of Hurricane Ian. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning.